The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
For Prestige Jayco, we go inside the Melbourne camp and we've got the great man himself, assistant coach Brendan McCartney. He is with his head snapped around when I said great man. He's with Drew Jones.
Thanks, Kingy. Brendan, thanks for your time. So close to Bankstown. What have you done over the last 10 days to reset and refresh the club?
Reviewed the game. There were lots of things to like about the last game in comparison to what we'd probably been doing for most of the season, but a really good team got hold of us late. And just strangled us, really. They kept it up one end and we couldn't get it up our end. Gave them a bit of a spell. The program kept going, injured players and the VFL boys, and then we've had a good week. We got back to work Monday. It's a little bit probably a theme around, you know, it is what it is now, and reset and look forward and more than anything, build on some positives that we've seen come out in our game, but they've sort of been overshadowed by the opposition getting hold of us and in some other areas. But it's business as usual, and that's Goody's mantra too, by the way. Like, he's not a panicker. He just keeps it stable and level, and that's a good thing.
What were the positives, particularly from the Richmond game, that you liked?
We defended much, much better. You know, we had the ground was open as a book here against St Kilda, and it was just not how we want to play, and they got it the way they wanted. But the detriment to that was, the perception was that we loaded up a lot of people behind the ball. We didn't. When we couldn't use the ball on the way out, we got stuck in our back line, so it dried our scoring up. So we're hell-bent on. We built this club with the permission of the players and the support of the players around being able to win contests and defend and score from that. And we're not different to nearly every team in the competition. So it'd be folly of us to move away from that now when we already know they know how to do a lot of it.
Macca, Ian Cohen, good luck to the D's this afternoon.
Thanks, coach.
No doubt it's been hemorrhaging down back, though. 100-plus points across average for the first half a dozen games. Oscar McDonald comes back into the lineup. We know Nev Jetta's out of the lineup, obviously, and it hasn't been as stable as it was potentially last year. But that's a result of midfield pressure. It's a result of the boys down back being under siege. What's going to change today to make sure that Gunston doesn't get a hold of it and Bruce doesn't get a hold of it and we just see that flood of scoring that we've been unable to stop so far?
Nice summary, Ian. you've been in our Monday morning meeting.
Yeah, well, not quite, but I've been observing reasonably closely, Brendan.
He also dropped a wee in there as well.
Yeah,
he's one of us. He's seen the good and the not so good and the good and the shocking. All of that. And it's the thing now, when you play footy, you always make decisions on what's happening around the ball. So when your contest decisions are good and sharp, you generally can get your hands on it and use it, and you create space going forward with it. And conversely, if you see we're not going to get our hands on it because either we're outnumbered or someone's been knocked off the ball or just copped a strong tackle, the commitment to transition straight into defending and getting back behind the ball and numbering off, that's got to kick in. And that's, to be honest now, that it's two-thirds of the game. The crowd gets out of their chairs for goals and, you know, people getting in behind the defence and running. But it's effectively, it's putting pressure on the opposition. And this, our game's no different to any one ball sport where there's a lot of people on the ground. And that's the culmination of not being as good as we should be around the ball, which has meant maybe a little delay in our decision-making to either attack or defend. And in the end, it has meant that we've had some really difficult entries to defend and some backs have lost confidence. But the team takes responsibility for the scores, not the defenders.
We saw, and you alluded to it, St Kilda made the ground wide. They ran and they spread. And Melbourne appeared to be sort of marooned in the corridor and unable to go with them. The knock's been that, are they fit enough? Are they coming back from surgery? What's been the reason that we've had these escapees be able to get out the side of Melbourne and make forays forward?
Combination of a little bit of that, but not just that. We're six games in now, so conditioning-wise, you should be pretty right. You know, There's no hiding from the fact that we did have a lot of surgery and disjointed pre-season with some of our players, but so have other clubs. But it's a funny thing, you know, we've confidence and belief are a wonderful thing too. The Port Adelaide game, it was up for grabs late in the, 10 minutes into the last quarter. St Kilda were clambering our way back. There's been Geelong game, we lost by 70 points or 80 points, but we butchered some of the easiest opportunities you'll ever get in the second, third quarter. So we've sort of been there at times and just haven't gelled and nailed a bit. Look, I've been doing this for a fair while, as you blokes well know, and sometimes your form, you've almost got to go to the bottom of the well, and we probably did that at times against St Kilda, and I think we're sort of scratching our way back out of it. The commitment and intensity at training was above and beyond this week. It had a different edge to it. And we've had to tinker with a few things structurally with what we do, and in the end, it is what it is, and we've got to just grab every opportunity we can now going forward.
Macca, Darren Buick, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
That's
Darren.
Good. You just said you've gone to the bottom of the well at the St Kilda game. 6 weeks before, six games before that, you're playing in a prelim. What's the big change? I mean, as a Melbourne supporter, they come as, you know, the second half of last year was fantastic. Everyone jumped on board, and there was that belief and spirit in the place. What's changed in six games?
I think what I touched on with probably a little bit of a disjointed pre-season. And sometimes it's a perfect storm too, Darren. We've been beaten by Port Adelaide, who did get a touch-up early last night, but have been good. St Kilda have been good. Geelong are sitting on top of the ladder. Richmond are maybe back to their best. So we may have just run into teams that are better than us at the moment and are playing better and got us at a good time with some injuries and some underdone blokes, and they're on top of their game. So, but sometimes it's a combination of everything. Sometimes it's you get a little moment in a game where it's a tug of war, goes one way or the other, and we haven't been able to get on the right end of it. So all of that, we did get whacked in that prelim. I think people forget that, and we got beaten a certain way. Hawthorn, it took all night to get over the top of them, and maybe we got some teams at the end of last year that weren't at their best, but we were playing better. We were running faster, and we were making quick. Those decisions, when you play well and you played the game, you don't even think. You just see your teammates over near the ball and you're off. You're either running back to defend or you're quickly joining in offence, and I see it just coming back bit by bit. That's the thing that's probably been missing the most for us.
Just a little thing on that too. You just spoke about when you got belted at over in Perth, and by a certain way, have you changed because of that? And maybe it's taking a while to come to the fore the way you want to play.
No, we didn't change. We've been a contest-based team.
Yep.
You've heard me talk
sure.
at length about that, and being able to make good decisions around the ball ultimately determines how the ground looks for you, whether you're attacking or defending. We probably, like everyone, strength is a weakness, and sometimes teams maybe have started to hunt us a little bit around the ball and think that, gee whiz, if we can sort of match it with them, if not beat them at the contest, we may be able to get an advantage running the ball away from traffic areas. And that's, and in the end, this might be the best bit of learning some of these young players will ever get in their careers. They've had to, they've spent a lifetime being evaluated and lauded for winning possession of the ball and stats and numbers. And they're now being confronted with the other side of the game where sometimes you've just got to hang in a game by being accountable and defending. And they're aware of that. It's not like they're hiding under the bed with it and we're not dealing with it. We're just broaching it with them the right way, respectfully, and teaching. And they're still very much part of a learning club and an education club. And this is still and if we want to go back to last year, I spoke at length to a lot of people that I still thought this team at the end of last year were maybe a third developed of what they'll ultimately be. And at the moment, it's a little patch that we're going through, and it just might prove a massive learning opportunity for us.
You sound, to me, you sound like you think you're pretty close to turning it all around.
Yeah, that's only a personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, you're there.
Yeah. And that's seeing,
and you've been around for a while.
And that's seeing them at training.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And the challenge, our challenge probably today will be, can we convert four to centre? Because we will get opportunities today. I'm really confident of that. And we both know that confidence and belief can grow quickly when you put it through the big sticks and you go back to the middle. So that's the challenge. But fundamentally, our ability to repeat effort and get after the ball and pressure, I can see it coming back step by step.
Prestige Jayco speaking with Melbourne assistant coach Brendan McCartney. He's Ben Casanilia.
Mac, a two-part question. Are there any similarities to the group, the plight of the group at the minute, to that of the Cats in 06? And if so, are there any learnings from that experience, or is 13 years too long ago to take learnings from?
Oh, no, I've got a good memory for bad experiences, Benny. Things that set fire to you, you tend not to forget them, so... there are similarities. They're different boys. It's a different era. They look differently. The game's played. fundamentally it's quite similar, but there are some other peculiarities that are a bit different. There are similarities, and I see it with all young teams. It rarely is it linear progression, and they don't all come along at the same speed. And sometimes you have just little bumps, and out of it can come great learning. And if I think you're probably talking about 2005 and 6, where we sort of didn't quite get there, and then lost a lot of close games, and then the sky sort of opened up for us. We the learning personally out of that, if that's the question you're asking, is that unity is everything and stability is everything, but not at the expense of looking really strongly at what you're doing well and what needs to change. So we're doing that, and we've been pretty honest with each other and the players and them to us. But at the same time, just keep the place stable, and you go forward if everyone does their job but doesn't just worry about their own job, and you go forward if people are prepared to give and stick to the task and keep finding the good in people, and that's what we're about.
Pete Ryan, one of K-Rock's favourites, wrote a story about Angus Brayshaw today. I don't know whether you read it, just sort of talking about his sort of struggle, if you will, in terms of he's winning plenty of the ball, but defensively, potentially, the stats suggesting he's dropped off a little bit. Do you concur with it? Did you see the article? And what are your thoughts? Obviously, when you're 1-5, people are looking to pick holes in your footy team.
Well, they are, and it sounds like a reasonable summary of nearly every young midfielder that's ever started to build a career, to be honest. Not many of them come in with a defensive mindset because they don't have to. They start at AFL level, especially the early picks, because they've been so dominant as young kids. And generally speaking, they either get tagged or they get sat on, or they've got the ball all the time. So they don't have to worry about their positioning and teams. And the key to teams playing well and the confidence, when teams are confident, they just explode away from contest areas because they're making quick decisions. And ours have been a little bit off. And if you're 5 metres off now, it'll be 50 in a blink, and then they're connecting up, and on a ground as big as this, space opens up everywhere. So he's adding things to his game. He's also adding stoppage craft and working on his fundamentals, and that really is the perfect player formed in 3 to 4 years. They're generally always 6 to 7, and then they have that little bit of patch in their career where, and I think even players forget, Benny, they get to 28, 29 and they forget when they're great players, what they didn't do and didn't know how to do as younger players. And that's part of learning your craft and learning your job.
Macca Kingy, what happened with Christian Petrarca? Can you take us through it from a club point of view with what happened in the pool this week?
Well, he sank to the bottom.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. He was doing, I think they call it, I've got to be careful here, hypoxic training. Yep. It's this stuff where you hold your breath and exercise, and apparently it's good for you. Well, he might have held his breath a bit long, but they dragged him out, and he was right. I didn't even know it had happened, and someone told me at match committee that night, and I went, "Geez, I was talking to him at lunchtime, and he was no different." So that's fundamentally it. I think he thought he was a sinker for a bit, and down he went.
Would have kept him quiet for a minute, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
It's not really a game you want to win, is it?
But it's all the rage. You know, like it used to be altitude, and now it's underwater, non-breathing, and I tell you what, still works.
Training.
Yep.
Yeah, tough pricks who run at the ball and know how to play. That still works.
Not right. A lot of goals kicked underwater.
No. But anyway, it's all part of it. And he's a good boy, but he's got a big job today, and he's making steps in his career like all of them. So, yep.
Declan Keelty, what can you tell us about your debutant, Macca?
He'll mark the ball. He does mark it at the highest point. He'll pinch it in the ruck for us. He's athletic, and he looks like he's sort of not going to get to the contest area, but he does. And he sometimes looks like, well, I'm not sure much is going to happen here, and he'll mark it. So he's been playing really well at VFL level. Weeds hasn't had his best month, but we're confident long-term he'll be just fine, Sam. And Dex's in better form at the moment, so hence we made that decision. And probably also for Sam to take a little bit of pressure off him and let him reset and just enjoy a game of footy for a week or two, and then he'll be back pretty soon, though.
If 1-5 at Melbourne's tough, is 0-4 at Ocean Grove even harder to swallow?
Yeah, what's going on there?
And the coach is out for the rest of the year.
Is he Jonesy? Yeah. Well, my boys' bowing heads are going all right.
No, you didn't say that, did you?
Oh, no, I'm
I know you live over the river, but
I do, I'm sort of both. I was over in Ocean Grove the other day and went over to the old ground, but no, they're just, footy's footy, you know. Every year there's a team that's flying, there's a few in the middle and there's a couple at the bottom, and it's their turn, so it's what you make of it, you know. But that's the beauty of footy, that there's always next week and there's opportunities, and if you just keep going and keep working together and keep having a crack, eventually it turns, and that'll be the same for us.
And the Falcons girls playing for the minor premiership tomorrow against the Northern Knights.
I believe that. I haven't been there for a couple of weeks, so can't give anyone out there a form line, but they've been well coached, and they enjoying it. Even these young kids that are out the other side, they're all girls. It's a good thing in footy, and it's a growing thing. So right. I may get a chance. I'll either be there or I'll be at Casey tomorrow. I'm not sure.
All right. 2-5, hopefully, for the Demons. Yeah. Come around 4:15 this afternoon. Macca, always good to catch up with you. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, boys. Good questions. Enjoyed them. Thank you.
Brendan McCartney joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always a pleasure to have Macca on, and we really appreciate Melbourne. We do a lot of Melbourne games, don't we, Benny? We see a lot of the Ds.
Well, we do, yeah. And, I mean, it's great to have. We obviously have good association with Macca and Ben Matthews, so, and they're prepared to tell you things. I mean, we had Ben Matthews a few weeks ago tell us that Tom McDonald was going to play in defence, and Simon Goodwin on another station was giving them absolute donuts. So we were getting the cream on the cake, and Kaiser loved it every minute of it until they bounced the ball, and then he started setting fire to any pair of apparel he could because his team stunk it up.
Footy Spotlight, thanks, Derek Scarelli.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.